Hello. Right. Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode 10. Double figures. Shit. You probably know all of the things that I normally say at the beginning, so you can download the show from the place that you got it from already because you're listening, or if you listen to it on SoundClouds, then you really should download it at strictlyum.com/iTunes, soundcloud.com/strictlyum, and you can follow us, like us, whatever it is, on facebook.com Deep Beats Hit Parade. So to celebrate the 10th episode, we've decided to change the format a little bit. So we're going to have less tracks, less chat, shorter shows, and we're going to stop apologizing for mispronouncing everybody's names, because we generally just mispronounce everybody's name. And the only thing that will remain the same is all the music that we pick. Massey doesn't know what I've picked, and I don't want to know what Massey's picked, and we're just going to play it and talk about it, and we're going to try and be a lot more regular moving forward. So straight to it, first track from me, here we go. Oh, actually, so before we get the first track, Massey should say hello.
Oh, hello, that's it.
Just to prove you're there.
just to prove I'm actually here.
Otherwise, it just sounds like I talk all the time.
No, you're good, man. Yeah, good to be back, good to celebrate. Let's go.
Let's go, first track.
One thing that's been tripping y'all lately is the whole idea and thought of the concept of being average and above average. And I think of where I'm at with my career, just in life in general, one thing I'm finding really interesting, and it happens with everybody, you don't have to be old, it doesn't matter, is the moment you no longer accept being what's considered to be just average, that's when people have something to say. People have absolutely no problem living in, fitting in, being okay, being normal, being, you know, just the typical run-of-the-mill, but the moment you want to be more than, that's when people have stuff to say, and sometimes it can be a struggle dealing with that if you're not used to it. So, here's the poem.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
The poem, original mix, that's part of the Flavor Saver EP volume 19. Jesus, they're knocking those ones out. That's on Salted Music. It came out on the 1st of June, so it's out on digital formats. Thor is short for Þorhola Skúlason. He's Icelandic. He classes himself as the godfather of Icelandic techno.
Wow.
Which that clearly is not techno. And he also produces as Flow Machine, but without a doubt, Salted is the biggest label he's been on. What did you think?
Wow, well, that's a big statement, isn't it? Proclaiming yourself as the... Jeez, mamma mia, man. That's a lot to take in. Okay, well, that's it. Very no pun intended, very unsalted music. Can I just say that?
Unsalted.
Unsalted, I'll call
it. Should do that, shouldn't they, as an EP series?
Unsalted. Yeah. Oh, that's an idea for the next label, mate.
Yeah.
Unsalted music. Yeah, that would fly. Very, very unusual. I don't know. I was expecting something different when I saw salted music. The track is good. The track is decent. Nothing wrong with that. It's just the arrangement I found it a little bit confusing. Because it starts out very dark-ish. And you think it's going to go one way. And then there's this... I don't know. The saxophone doesn't do it for me. The saxophone is too saxophony.
Well,
given
that the whole track is based on a saxophone, that's it.
Exactly,
really, isn't it?
It's just that saxophone. It's like, but hey, better.
It's no Guru Josh, is it?
Who?
Guru Josh, Infinity.
Oh man! I need to go and.
Yeah, you go on Google Guru Josh Infinity.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'll say that I really quite liked it. Now you've mentioned the saxophones a bit squealy, then I'll never be able to hear anything other than that. But I really liked the spokeny bit. I quite liked
that. That's true.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
Tick some boxes for me. Nice. That could be the first one you've not liked for a while.
A long time, I would say, man. Yeah. Yeah.
This is going well. Your turn.
Can't stop, won't stop, can't stop.
So that bouncy affair was DJ Lutik. The track is called Can't Stop for a reason, and this is out on Three Bridge Records in 168, and it would be out as Richie, for your joy and happiness, catalog number is 3B168, and this is already out. What do you think of that, man?
Do you know, when I was writing down my tracks, I almost started putting the catalog numbers. And I was like, what are you doing? Anyway.
What did I think of that?
It's kind of...
It's getting to you.
It's starting to infect me.
Yeah.
It's starting to catalog under number. No, I'm not. What did I think? It was good. It was good. Good, but cheesy. Kind of the bass line. I really like the bass line. It kind of canters along. Really good kind of bouncy, as you said, bouncy. And then it got a bit cheesy, and the breakdown was really good. Enjoyed the breakdown. That was good, kind of when it dropped back in. But there's a part of me that's a bit snobby about it. I kind of wanted to dislike it because it was a bit cheesy, but it was all right. That's mad, isn't it? I just want to dislike something because it's a bit cheesy.
No, I can be like that too, man.
Yeah, totally. No, it was all right. I think if someone played it in a set, it'd be good. It would kind of move a set along really nicely. Kind of, yeah.
You wouldn't stop and go at the bar.
Well, probably hadn't left
maybe.
The bar.
So there you go.
I don't dance.
No. We're done with that kind of clubbing, right? I mean, yeah. We do. You guys out there, you need to know when me and Rich, you go clubbing, it's just like we are at the bar constantly, just looking around, loitering with intent, drinking artisan water, as I do. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And basically, yeah, I think we are out of the club at 11. Basically, it's not even open.
I remember leaving sandwiches kind of... I don't know whether you were DJing or not. I know the only time I DJed there. I remember looking at my watch at about 2 o'clock in the morning thinking, oh, I'm going to be tired tomorrow. Rock and roll.
Deep Beats Hit Parade. Thank you.
Lombardo, Hush, the original mix, that's taken from the EP Hush. That's out on Juan's own label, which is Shelving Music. That came out the 12th of June, so pretty fresh still. And what can I say about the Shelving Music? They used to produce like 1-2 EPs a week or something like that. They were in my promo list, and I kind of got into that of like, oh, fuck, delete that. Fuck it, it's never going to be any good at that frequency. And then they kind of went quiet for a little while and started coming back with a couple of promos recently, of which that one I've played in one of the mixes. And I really liked the vocal. The vocal kind of had a similar feel to something we had on UM way back with Planton ML, kind of a eerie, haunted kind of vocal. And man, the drop at about 3.5 minutes is fantastic. What did you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. Really, really nice, clean, beautiful breakdown, and then the voice just gets you. I like the tune, man. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, pleased to hear they're back. I mean, it could be productive to have lots of releases, but you know, you teach us. You run a label. I don't know how good it could be on the long run for your promos, and you know, having how many did they have? Like 2 a week?
Oh, there was quite a lot.
Something like that.
Yeah, there was a few labels doing it all at the same time, kind of just like, you know, either once a week or two a week. And like someone like Wes Saunders, who's defected now, he had, you know, he maybe had 6 or 7 labels, each putting out at least one. He just kind of got to the point where you just were like, you know, if you had a bad run, that kind of put you off. So I guess as long as you're keeping the standard high and you're still getting good feedback and exposure, then it probably works. But you know, lesson learned, maybe kind of went quiet and came back with that one. And then I know I've downloaded another promo theirs for a future show, so they definitely kind of come back strong, which is good.
Fantastic, man. Yeah, less is more. Hey,
less is more. Keep them keen.
Yeah, man. All right, next tune.
We'll be right back.
that was Ultraverse. The track is called Midnight Call, and that is Federico Guglielmi's Dublin Underground remix. And this is already out on Incepto Deep number 69. I will spare you the catalog number this time.
No, you can't do that. People will be hanging on. They'll be like, I can't find the song. Where's the catalog number?
You're right, and for that reason, the catalog number is IDL069. There you go.
You knew I was going to ask.
Yes! It was all planned. What do you think of the tune, man?
Kind of had a similar kind of energy to the first one, kind of bouncy and stuff like that. But it kind of, it lacked a bit of guts to start with. Kind of, it was a bit lightweight. Everything was kind of tinny and just kind of needed a bit more oomph. Whatever that is. The sax was really good, really enjoyed that. But it kind of took till the last couple of minutes by the last couple of minutes of the track, I was into it. I was enjoying that. Kind of had kind of filled out and kind of grown a pair. But it wasn't instantly impressive, which is probably a danger these days in terms of people kind of listening to clips on, you know, stores and things like that. But
yes,
it got there, which was good. But it took too long to get there.
Yeah, fair enough. I think sometimes we do that. When I'm working on a remix right now, and I think I'm doing exactly that. just kind of do it. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Who's the remix for, Massey?
Yeah. I'll guess which label.
I didn't mean which label. I meant who.
I'm very honored and humbled. I'm remixing a track that is going to be out on your label, on UM Records, from Cenzo, Mr. Cenzo. Finest Wear, a.k.a. Yeah. Finest Wear. So, yeah. So I'm all sweaty and nervous because, you know, got to be good.
Feeling the pressure.
But we're getting there. We're getting there. Actually, question for you. You know, on Beatport, because I've always wondered, I actually don't know how that works. When you upload, as a label, when you upload your releases, do they give you a chance to decide which part of the track it's going to be played, it's going to be featured on the player, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank God for that. Okay, so there is an option. Okay.
Yeah, you can set how many seconds in that it starts from.
Okay, well, that's decent.
I don't know if everyone does. I usually set it about a minute, arbitrary number, but kind of...
Okay.
Yeah, so that it's at least built a little bit.
Okay.
And moving on.
Deep Beats Hit Parade. We'll be right back.
is Helios Fort Moab original mix. That's from the Fragments EP, although to tell you the truth, if you Google that, you're going to find it released on more than one release for Ready Mix already, and another label as well, so I'm not really sure what's going on there. This version of it on the Fragments EP is released the 19th of June, and Helios Fort comes from Barcelona, and that's about all I could find out about fucking anything, which annoyed the shit out of me because I enjoyed the track. It's kind of filmic and expansive and interesting, but can you find anything out? Fucking no.
That's really odd. Sometimes you do get that kind of misinformation about stuff, eh? Even on promos, I find that quite I get upset, because it's like, hey, look, thank you so much, you did send me a promo, I really appreciate that. I mean, we are really lucky, but they don't actually give you any information whatsoever. So, but well, this, I'm taking this to an extreme, you know, when you just get a promo and it says name of the track, name of the artist, and there is nothing else, release date or any other info about the artist. So, and yeah, you gotta, yeah, I agree. I feel you, man. I do feel you.
No, I had one the other day. Just kind of, the promo just told me what tracks were in the promo.
And that was it.
And who they were by. It was kind of like, well,
I can see that.
It was a various release, you know? So it was kind of like, what's the concept? What's interesting about these people? No. Track one.
Yeah, it's a bit odd.
Deep house. Moody thing. Track two, Terrace. It was just like, fuck, I can hear that. I don't need you to tell me that.
Exactly.
Anyway, what did you think of the track?
I actually really like it, man. I do really like it. There is a bit and between the beginning and the first drop, I think. So we can call that the break.
I think that's the technical name.
Kind of, right? It reminded me of a movie. It reminded me of Morocco. I don't know why. What? I don't know.
Oh, Morocco, Eastern influence.
Yeah.
I guess if you've got the ability and the skill to kind of shape it and create that drama that, you know, you're talking about, which, you know, I think is quite filmic. And there's not many people that can do, you know. Some Such can do it. Tom Lowne can do it. You know, people like that, they're great at creating a real
tension,
subcurrent of like feeling in a track, and I think that one kind of does it as well. I just can't quite figure out why it's been released so many times.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, that annoyed me when I found out, I'll be honest, because it's kind of like, well, you know, you could buy it for $2.49 or you could buy it for $1.99, you know. Marketing, eh?
We'll be right back.
that was Eric Schantz. There is nothing, original mix, and this is out already on Color and Pitch 31. And drum rolls, color number 3B168. Go.
Hang on, hang on a minute, hang on a minute. What? I thought you said it was Color and Pitch 31.
Oh, what have I done?
You trying to create extra catalog numbers?
Hold on, you're right. Oh fuck, I got it wrong. I'm not gonna sleep tonight. So forget about that color number. This is Eric Schantz. There is nothing original mix. Color and Pitch number 31. And while Richie talks about what he thinks of the track, I'll have to find the catalog number now. Go, go, go.
The catalog number's, it'll be CP031.
That's so annoying.
Something like that. Anyway, what did I think of it? So, actually, I'm lucky enough to be on the promo list for that one as well. So I have kind of heard it. Not my favourite track off the EP.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
I played, I have played Torn Apart. That was the one that I went for off that EP.
Oh, wow.
So that's okay. On UM259, which isn't out till... can't remember, sometime in July. But I mean, spacious, dreamy, summery, polished kind of production across the board, really, as you'd expect from Color and Pitch at the moment. And we've said loads of nice things about them before.
Oh,
kind
yeah.
of getting a bit bored of saying it, but another cracker. I think this might be Eric Shan's second EP in a row on Color and Pitch. I think there was a blue cover version. Or maybe the blue cover comes after this one. I can't remember now. But again, don't know much about him, do you?
And actually, while I was looking for the catalog number, which, by the way, it's CAP031, so we are all happy now. CAP 31. I actually didn't know this, so I obviously didn't do my research properly. But Eric and this, I didn't choose these two tracks on purpose, it just randomly happened. Eric Schantz is also the creative director for Three Bridge Records, which is the first track we played. So there you go. What do you know about it?
Creative director for a label. Does he choose the music? Is that like, does that mean he's A&R or does he design the cover sleeves?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, we can ask Eric. Eric, what
do you do?
What do you do? Creative director? Well, maybe. Could be A&R and selecting the roster. Who knows? Yeah, that's interesting.
Sounds fancy.
Let us know. Yeah, or Will. You might know. Let us know.
Yeah, Will. But what does he do?
But yeah, I agree with you. Another great EP. I wasn't sure between Eyes Closed.
There you go.
And There Is Nothing.
There's only four tracks on the EP, and there's only one we've not mentioned, which is
exactly.
I can't even see that from here.
From That Day On.
From That Day On. There you go. All right, we've mentioned them all. We must get more commission.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I haven't received anything yet. I mean, it would be nice to get like a gift box from Will, of some sort.
Or some merchandise.
Merchandise would be good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Stickers. Even stickers, man. Just can I get a sticker, man?
Brighton Rock.
Because
I like rock. You don't get it in New Zealand.
Oh, fantastic, man.
Right, do you want to introduce the next track? Because this is a bit special.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, as Richie mentioned at the beginning of the show, we reached episode 10, which is a bit of a milestone for us, and we are going to slightly change the format. And yeah, we're going to play you a classic tune. I'm starting on this episode, and on the next episode, Richie's going to pick one. So here you have it, first classic track. In the minds, in the bodies. We'd love to feel the dance. Now dance, baby. Nobody knows my mission in this music. Only you can feel where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from. Feel the music, feel your body.
Now dance, baby. Dance, baby. This is the way we are, we feel our music. This is the way we love to get down, get down, get down, get down. It doesn't matter who you are, who you be, what you do, who are you? You could be a star, a DJ. You could be yourself. Be yourself, be yourself. It's all about the way you dance, you dance, you dance, you groove to this vibe, to my vibe, your vibe, our vibe. It doesn't matter, just dance, 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 dance. Now dance, baby.
You're dance, listening baby. To Deep Beats Hit Parade.
Dance, baby. You already know who I am, who I am. Look at me now, I'm shaking. I'm feeling the groove I got with you. I don't care what you think or who you are. I'm having fun, having fun, fun, fun. It's all about dancing, romancing, feeling myself, feeling who I am, feeling who I be. Shaking my body on the dance floor. It's all I really want to be. It's me, it's me, it's me. But most importantly, I wanna dance. Dance, 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 dance. I wanna dance. Now dance, baby. Now dance, baby. Shake that, baby.
Mr. B, Just Dance original mix, and this was out on Vega Records, Little Louis Vega, of course. Vega Records number one, and it was released in 2008.
How recent is that? Number one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not sure whether it was released previous to that, because I have a feeling the track came out in 2005. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but yeah, I went to look for it, and that's where I found it.
There you go. Well, kind of takes sounds like an old fucker now. Takes me back.
yeah, it does.
I used to this is the stuff that you used to just buy on spec, having listened to like 10 seconds of it in Flying Records on a Saturday kind of mid-afternoon. Lofty, drop a needle on a record and go, it's good, isn't it? And you'd go,
yes.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Because you're just a sucker. Kind of, you know, that whole stuff, Vega, Guidance, Yost. Oh, that time.
Oh, man.
There was just a time when kind of jazzy kind of is it jazzy? Jazzy house, whatever it is.
Ruled. Yeah, why not?
It ruled the world, and that is right up there.
Yeah. By the way, Mr. V, love the guy.
Cracking. Great way to end episode 10, which people will probably have noticed is a slightly different format now.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit, but hopefully kind of a bit shorter, a bit sharper, get to the music, kind of, and we're going to try and do this, what did we say, fortnightly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So we're going to try and do this fortnightly, so 2 weeks from now, if we've not done episode 11, then you know we're a bunch of liars.
Exactly.
So, just to recap the important messages from our sponsors, you can download this via wherever you got it, okay? If that's iTunes, perfect, because it'll do it automatically. If not, go to strictlyum.com/iTunes, soundcloud.com/strictlyum, or facebook.com/deepbeatshitparade. And you can keep up to date with the latest and the greatest.
This is the way we groove. Do I need to say something?
Probably, yeah.
Well, thank you for listening, guys, and peace out. Oh my god, I'm so
who are you? I'm so Ryan Seacrest. Peace out. We have to keep that in.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it in, man. I promise.
Yeah. Peace out.
It's music. Only you can feel where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from. Feel the music, feel your body. Now dance, baby. Dance, baby. This is the way we are, we feel our music. This is the way we love to get down, get down, get down, get down. It doesn't matter who you are, who you be, what you do, who are you? You could be a star, a DJ. You could be yourself. Be yourself, be yourself. It's all about the way you dance, you dance, you dance, you groove to this vibe, to my vibe, your vibe, our vibe. It doesn't matter, just dance, 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 dance. Now dance, baby. Just dance, baby.